This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. Nearly six decades ago, the Green Bay Packers had one of the greatest seasons in NFL history. Here's why the 1962 team deserves that accolade. In 1962, the Packers beat the New York Giants at Yankee Stadium to win their second consecutive NFL championship. They had beaten the same Giants to win it all in 1961 by a score of 37-0. With winds reaching 27 miles per hour at kickoff and a wind chill measured at 8 degrees, Green Bay forced three turnovers and won 16-7. The Giants' only score came as the result of a blocked punt. Just how good were the 62 Packers? Consider this: 8 of 15 opponents scored only one touchdown or less, including three teams that didn't score a point. On the flip side, Green Bay scored 40 or more points four times and outscored the opposition 431-155. By season's end, the Packers sat atop the NFL and AFL in both points scored and points allowed. Perhaps most impressively, the Packers' dominance didn't come by way of playing weak teams. Green Bay faced the 11-3 Lions twice, the 9-5 Bears twice, and the 12-2 Giants in the championship game. Outside of playing the Packers, those teams went 31-7 on the season. The scores of some of their games read more like high school or college games than NFL games. They beat the Bears and Eagles 49-0, the Rams 41-10, and the Bears again 38-7. Green Bay's only loss of the season came on Thanksgiving Day, when the team lost at Detroit 26-14. The offensive line performed uncharacteristically poorly as quarterback Bart Starr was sacked 11 times. But one blemish doesn't detract from this team's greatness. Bart Starr led the league in passing yards, and Jim Taylor led the league in rushing yards and also won the NFL MVP award. Willie Wood led the league in interceptions, and Ray Nitschke received the MVP for his outstanding performance in the championship game. 10 players from the team were selected to participate in the Pro Bowl: Tom Moore, running back; Jim Taylor, fullback; Bart Starr, quarterback; Ron Kramer, tight end; Forrest Gregg, offensive tackle; Jerry Kramer, offensive guard; Jim Ringo, center; Dan Curry, linebacker; Bill Forrester, linebacker; and Willie Wood, safety. And here's the clincher: 13 members of the 1962 squad, two coaches, and 11 players are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. They are, by year and name, 1970, Tom Fears, receivers coach; 1971, Vince Lombardi, head coach; 1976, Jim Taylor, fullback; 1977, Forrest Gregg, offensive tackle; 1977, Bart Starr, quarterback; 1978, Ray Nitschke, middle linebacker; 1980, Herb Adderley, cornerback; 1981, Willie Davis, defensive end; 1981, Jim Ringo, center; 1986, Paul Horning, running back; 1989, Willie Wood, safety; 1995, Henry Jordan, defensive tackle; 2018, Jerry Kramer, offensive guard. Also, wide receiver Boyd Dowler was selected as a member of the NFL's 1960s All-Decade team, along with Starr, Horning, Taylor, Gregg, Kramer, Ringo, Davis, Nitschke, Adderley, and Wood. the Packers' greatness didn't end in 1962. The team went on to win championships in 1965, 1966, and 1967. For me, though, the 1962 stands out. The incomparable 1962 Green Bay Packers.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
At the Sports History Network, we're all about sports yesteryear, and so we're so pleased to introduce you to Row One, an online memorabilia gallery and shop that brings your sports history to life anywhere. The Row One gallery includes over 5,200 gorgeously reproduced prints of team posters, game program covers, game tickets, advertisements, and more in baseball, pro and college football, pro and college basketball, and more. And any gallery item may be printed in a variety of sizes on wood, metal, canvas, acrylic, or poster paper. And in Row One shop, check out the thousands more of unique items with a retro and historical designs dating back to 1876, including t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, phone cases, mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com, ROW number one, for access to the full Row One catalog and for gallery prints and gift items. Plus, get a 15% discount off all prints on the Row One Pictorum Gallery with coupon code SHN15. Follow the link on the show notes.